Jeremy Hess is joining me. He's the Economic Development Director of the Greater Burlington Partnership. And we're going to talk today a little bit about manufacturing and how it's changed. And we'll also talk a little bit about the job market in Burlington and finding the right skilled workers for the right jobs. Jobs seems to be the topic whenever anybody talks about what do you really need. Well, we need good jobs. We need more we need to increase incomes, the average income in the community, all of those sorts of things. Burlington has been a manufacturing town throughout its history, and the manufacturing industry itself in general, well, I guess what? Is there anything that's gone? Everything's gone through technology changes, Jeremy, but manufacturing is no exception, and technology has changed dramatically the way the jobs and the types of jobs that are manufacturing companies are looking for, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, that technology has changed everything when it comes to what a manufacturing job looks like, what it is that you do day in and day out. And that's one of the battles that we face in attracting talent and attracting new workers into the workforce and have them consider manufacturing. That the challenge is to change the perception of what manufacturing is. So many people have this idea, if they close their eyes and picture a manufacturing position, they've got somebody down in some dark basement somewhere with a shovel scooping coal into a furnace and all that kind of good stuff. Not the case anymore by any stretch. There are hardworking jobs in there as far as, you know, things that are physical and so forth, but more and more, the more automation, more of the highly skilled folks that are being sought after. And so it's an uphill battle to change that perception in the mind of young people and parents and educators and so forth. But we need those workers in a bad way.
You told me a statistic earlier before we went on regarding how many unemployed manufacturing workers there were, or unemployment in general, and how many there are now. It's changed rather significantly over the last year, hasn't it?
Yeah, and I understand it can be cyclical, but at this time last year, roughly about this time, there were 1,067 people who were on the unemployment rolls. And I know there's other folks who are unemployed for other reasons, but those were people who were drawing unemployment benefits. And so fast forward a year, and we're at 351 now. So, you know, when a new factory or a new industry comes to town and we get 200 jobs or 300 jobs, rightly so, we celebrate that. But man, that's a huge swing. That's 700 and some positions of people who were unemployed, who are now off those unemployment rolls and gainfully employed. So that just overall speaks to a very, very tight labor market. We realize that's not just the case in Des Moines County. It's all over Iowa. It's all over the nation. But we cannot simply just shrug our shoulders and say, well, that's just the way it is. We have to do everything that we can to attract new workers, new talent, and the best folks are the folks that already live right here. They're graduating from our schools. They're going to our local colleges. And so attracting that talent to stay here and to allow them to see what's going on inside the doors of those industries.
When you're attracting or trying to attract a new business, a new manufacturing plant to the area, the quality of the workforce, how high does that rank in terms of the overall scale of why they would come to Burlington or West Burlington or not?
Right now, it's all they want to talk about. Honestly, I mean, sure, you've got to have the proper tax structure. You want to have the right type of site and the utilities and the infrastructure and so forth. But all things being equal, workforce is the weight that tips the scale, if you will. I mean, that's the first thing they want to know is, what about an available workforce?
And we've got Don Weiss, who works two
floors.
Well,
he practically lives.
He practically lives. He works two floors below in CBiz, the Center for Business and Industry. They work a lot with you as well, don't they?
You bet. I love working with Don. And, you know, we're always trying to brainstorm some new ideas. What can we do? You know, for example, talking about changing this perception of manufacturing, one of the things that we're going to start doing is, you know, every year in the fall when a kid is going to go play football for the University of Iowa, we get everybody in the gym and they get the banners and the hats and they have this signing day. And we make a big hoop to do, and we should. That's a great thing to go play football. But what we need to do is we're going to start having signing days when a kid from our local schools decides that they want to enter an apprentice program, and they're going to go work for Case, and they're going to have their tuition paid while they earn, while they learn, and so forth. We need to have, and we're going to have those individuals from Case there, the banners, sending a message that, you know what, just because you didn't run off and go play football somewhere or go to a four-year school, that student has made a great choice in their life, and we need to celebrate it so that these young people understand it is not somehow you've missed it if you enter a program that's going to pay for your college, and you have multiple opportunities to advance. And so those just one example of the things that we can do to try and get into our young people who already live here. They already know how cold it is here. Grandma and grandpa live here. It's a whole lot easier to keep them here than it is to drag somebody from Florida and try and convince them to work in Iowa.
Indeed. Economic development, a quality workforce, and those jobs pay a lot better than they used to pay too, don't they?
Absolutely. And a tight market like this has really trended those wages up. You just can't offer minimum wage to manufacturing positions and expect to find people. It's just not going to happen. And some recent wage surveys have indicated that in our local industry, that wages are tending and trending upwards. And that's good news for our community.
Good news for the community, good news for the nation as a whole, but especially right here in town, and good news for economic development. And also keeping Don Weiss very active downstairs as well. But again, all of those things coming to fruition, all of those things have to find synergy. You like that word? And you have to find it all to match up. And again, you're going to be announcing, I know you'll be announcing, I believe, this weekend or this week, the Manufacturer of the Year, right?
Yes, we will be celebrating manufacturing in Des Moines County with the Manufacturers Luncheon. That'll be on Friday, and we've got some folks from Des Moines coming. And so it'll be a great day. We get to celebrate that. We should celebrate that more often. It's such a vital part of our economy. And those are hardworking folks, the backbone of our community and our country, and we just need to celebrate that. So, you're going to have to give me a minute. I'm going to need to look up synergy real quick.
Don't worry. It all works out. It's just the fact that, everything works together to make a whole, and is what it is. And it's all the fact is that what you do requires a lot of moving parts that all have to come together. And, again, economic development. Overall, the status of economic development in the area, how would you rate us?
Strong, absolutely strong right now. Most of our, not when you say most, there are many in our local industry, especially in manufacturing, that would like to bring on new lines of business, add a shift, knock out a wall and expand. And again, the limiting factor right now is workforce. And so being able to find those skilled workers, that qualified workforce, to be able to take on those new lines of work. So, we're not seeing a ton of new business attraction outside folks coming in right now. But our 80% of our growth has always been our local folks already making, more investment in their industry and in their factories and in their workers and in training and so forth. So in that sense, I would rate us very strong, certainly from our local folks' perspective.
Very good news. And Jeremy Hess, thank you so much for dropping by. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Good luck and continue doing the good work.
Appreciate you having me here today.